Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you from IPCPR 2016. We are at the Moya Ruiz booth with Danny Moya and Nelson Ruiz. Is it Ruiz or Ruiz?
However you want to say.
However I want to say.
Ruiz.
Ruiz or Ruiz?
Ruiz.
Okay, well I'm going with Ruiz. That's what
I always say.
I ask you that all the time.
That's the first time
that you've actually told me how I really need to say it.
It takes a couple years to build, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I get it with this too. I mean, you know, there's a lot
how
of
letters. Say that?
Yeah, there's too many letters. We'll talk about that later. So we've got a handful of new things coming out, right?
A lot of new stuff.
All right, so tell us about Dimmock. That's the first one. That's a limited edition this year, right?
Yeah, the...
You're good where you are.
The Dimmock is this year's limited edition. Normally, our limited editions is 1,000 boxes. We dropped it down to 700. And size...
Why'd you drop it down?
Just to make it more... more sought after.
Make it more... Make more... Less?
Less, better quality, I guess.
Okay.
One size, 5x54. And then
that's the Death Touch.
The Death Touch.
Now, we haven't seen Logan today. Logan, did you do the... Did this happen?
Logan is not around, so we saw each other earlier. I gave him the Death Touch, and he hasn't been on the showroom floor. Am I right?
Yeah, that's...
He had a big pancake. That's the last I heard of him. So, well, we're sure that Logan's fine. But go ahead.
And then we have Redotto, only two sizes. This is kind of neat because it was the first government-sanctioned casino in Venice, Italy, 1638. You actually had to wear that outfit to be able to gamble.
You had to wear the mask. We're not going to have Danny put on because we did it earlier and it's a little bit creepy.
And two sizes, Robusto and Toro.
And these casinos were in the church.
It was also in the west wing of the San Moises Church. So, yeah.
I had to ask, like, how they find this stuff out. Who finds this stuff out?
I don't sleep at night. Just coming up with these crazy ideas.
You spend a lot of time on Google, find weird pictures of Teen Wolf's dad and stuff like that. I said I wouldn't say it, but I did anyway. Okay, keep going. Civil Disobedience. This is a full-time release now, right?
Yeah, we originally released as a event exclusive. A lot of people reached out to us because of the price point. It's, you know, $6. Robusto, one size, 5x50. And since, you know, the feedback was real good and how could we get it, we just decided to, you know, make it full production and say F you to the FDA.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around. And we've also got the Claro. That's the new one over here. And John, we're moving. We didn't really warn John that we were going to move. So, well, I hear we're going to do it this way.
Yeah, this is La Jugada Claro. We wanted to do Claro way back when we did Prieto. We originally slated to do Prieto, the Habano, and the Claro. We weren't happy with the Connecticut originally, and Eric's given us a lot of good advice. He's like, don't rush production. You guys are small. So we did each blend how we really wanted to tweak it, and this year we're finally really happy with the Connecticut that has flavor but doesn't have a lot of power. So that's how I would describe the cigar. So it's not a very light, you know, super mild Connecticut either, but it's not definitely an overpowering smoke.
We also didn't have anything mild to medium in our portfolio, so that's the other reason why we wanted to do the Connecticut.
Yeah, it fits nicely. Now, when we talk about the modern Connecticut, if you will, it's usually Connecticut with a punch or Connecticut with a kick, but you guys went Connecticut with flavor. I kind of like that description. I haven't smoked it yet. I know a couple guys, so hopefully I'll smoke it and I can tell you guys about it. We'll post some reviews, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, you guys have a ton of stuff. Everything looks great.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to see the success. I mean, I feel like we've been with you guys since you started. And
yeah, you guys have.
And it's just a lot of fun to hang out with you guys. It's more fun when Logan's not here.
Yeah, we don't like Logan too much. I mean, that's why I had to give him the Death Touch.
And maybe that's why I like you guys so much. We get along. It's like
you have
that common interest. We appreciate you guys hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Looking
forward to these releases. Congratulations on the success, guys. I mean, you guys been around, what, four years now?
This is our fourth show.
Same as me. See? We grew up together.
We grew up together.
That's great. Warm and fuzzies. We'll finish it with a hug later. You guys don't get to see that. But thanks for tuning in to CigarFederation.com for all your IPCPR coverage. Check out the new releases from Moya Ruiz.